Now we're going to turn to the topic of health insurance in California. Cap Radio healthcare reporter Sammy Chiola teamed up with reporter Deepa Barath from the Orange County Register as part of the USC Center for Health Journalism Collaborative. They spoke with Beth Ruyak about examining which Californians are still uncovered and their collaborative reporting.
Let's start with the USC Center for Health Journalism Collaborative. Sammy, can you explain what that is and what you're looking at?
Yeah, so we are a new group of journalists, reporters and editors from about 8 outlets. There are 9 reporters total, and we came together to look at this question of who remains uninsured in California. You know, as Governor Newsom pushes to get everyone in the state insured, we wanted to know who is currently left out of that puzzle.
Why try to do this? Why now?
Well, I think what gave a lot of people a lot of hope is the fact that Governor Newsom announced as soon as he took office that he would work on expanding Medi-Cal coverage for young adults ages 19 to 26. He also proposed state premium subsidies for families earning up to $72,840 annually. And I think these proposals and a number of other ambitious ideas carried in various pieces of legislation and also the state's robust fiscal situation have healthcare advocates in California thinking that 2019 could be the beginning of a new era in which California becomes a national leader in stabilizing the Affordable Care Act and also extending health insurance to more people. And I also talked to Assemblymember Jim Wood, who chairs the Assembly Health Committee, and he says he's hopeful for meaningful healthcare reform because the governor has made this issue a top priority, which he said wasn't the case with Governor Brown. And this is what Daniel Zingali, senior advisor on strategy and communication for Governor Newsom, had to say about why this is such a great time to be talking about expanding healthcare to more people in California.
Let's be honest, the stars have aligned in California at this particular point in our history in terms of the economy and the state of the state budget. The truth is we are at a moment where we can't afford to both meet our fiscal responsibilities, our obligations to pay down pensions, to save money for a rainy day, to pay off the debt, and reach for the stars in a responsible way.
Because it is such a big project, it'd be easy to assume that it makes sense to put newsrooms together to collaborate. It's a fairly recent effort on different projects. And talk a little more, Sammy, about this collaboration amongst groups that are often competitive with each other.
So what I love about this is we've sort of put aside that competition to share our brain power and share our resources. And we find we're actually able to do a lot more. You know, I'm primarily an audio reporter, but I also do a text story for every article that I do. But now when I team up with a reporter from, say, the Sacramento Bee, you know, they can take the lead on the text piece and I can really hone in on my audio feature. So it's a really nice combination. And we're also lucky we get to spend 6 months on this topic. That's a lot of time. Not all reporters get to do that sort of long-term exploration. And a lot of that is thanks to the University of Southern California really making this a priority. And it's also supported by a grant from the California Healthcare Foundation. So we've just got more resources than I think any of us would have on our own.
Deepa, do you want to answer that question too and give me an example of the component of this story that you're working on?
Well, Beth, I think it's not news to anyone that local newspapers are struggling at this point. Just to give you an idea, I cover health halftime for the Southern California News Group, which owns and operates 11 daily newspapers in the region. And my newspaper, the Orange County Register, is considerably smaller than it was just a couple years ago. We used to have, not too long ago, one reporter covering each of the county's 34 cities. And today we have 5 reporters doing that same job. And without the USC Center for Health Journalism Collaborative, we would not be able to add this kind of muscle to our health reporting and prioritize these issues relating to healthcare for the uninsured that are really, really important at this time.
How ambitious is the effort? Sammy, what kind of quantity of work is the group trying to produce?
Yeah, it's a big one. So each reporter is supposed to contribute to 2 stories a month. So it doesn't mean you do the whole story yourself, but you at least play a role in 2 stories a month. And there are 9 reporters. So we're going to end up with dozens of stories. We have radio stories. We have print stories. We're partnering with Univision. So we have English and Spanish outlets in print. It's going to be a lot. There's a really wide range of stories. We're looking at the undocumented population in California, which has been ineligible for health care for the most part in this state. And we're looking at people who have chosen to go without insurance. We're looking at people who are just priced out. So it's a large scope.
Speaking of that, let's hear a little bit from a woman named
Kate Green is a 30-year-old that I interviewed in Sacramento who had the option to be on insurance, and it just was too expensive for her. She's paying off credit card debt. She's paying off car payments, student loans. And she said it just wasn't worth it.
If I have a life-threatening injury and I get taken to the hospital in an ambulance, like, yes, right now I would have hundreds of thousands of bills. And if I was insured, it might be like tens of thousands. This is bankrupting me effectively either way at this point in my life.
So she chose to go without insurance. She has been uninsured since October. And it's just interesting what she has to do day to day, you know, to kind of keep herself healthy. And she finds her prescription medications through an app. And, you know, people are just finding workarounds because they're waiting for the healthcare system to get better.
The project is called California Uncovered, and the goal is to uncover who it is that is still uninsured in the state of California. So for you, Deepa, what are the next stories you'll be focusing on? What's in your pipeline?
Well, I'm going to be working with actually one of our competitors in the Inland Empire, the Desert Sun, with a reporter from there to really delve into who the uninsured are in the Inland Empire, how many we have and how many of these are undocumented and how many are homeless and so on. That is one story. And the other really exciting story is about the types of preventive health services that federally qualified health clinics offer to the undocumented and the uninsured in Orange County and LA County. And they even offer services like obesity clinics and exercise classes and cooking classes. And it's going to be a really interesting and meaningful story.
One last quick question for both of you. Are you learning from your competitors, too? Are you learning from this process? Deepa, what do you think?
Well, I think I'm learning a lot. And, you know, I think in a newsroom, we are used to working in a team and working individually as well. But I think this is something else. I mean, we learn to, for example, as a print journalist, I learn how SAMI works, you know, with audio, and I'm going to also learn how Univision works with video, and it's really exciting to learn about multimedia reporting.
That's Deepa Barath, reporter for the Orange County Register. Deepa, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in a few months when there's more of this effort, this collaborative to report. And Sammy, what do you think about learning from each other?
I think it's huge, especially with healthcare. It can be such a complicated, wonky, overwhelming topic sometimes. Having a lot of people in the room, some who have covered healthcare before and some who have not, it really helps us hone down on what's the most interesting, what's really going to make a difference to our listeners and to our readers. So we have policy people in the room, we have more featurey people in the room, we have people who are great at capturing human stories. And so just having all of those different reporters in one place, it really brings it to another level.
That's Cap Radio's healthcare reporter, Sammy Kaola. Sammy, thank you to you too.
Thanks, Beth.
That was Cap Radio healthcare reporter Sammy Kaola and reporter Deepa Barath from the Orange County Register. They spoke with Beth Ruyak about examining which Californians are still uncovered and their collaborative reporting. We will have more stories from Uncovered California throughout the course of the project. We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.